All right, so Tim Miles has a new job. Wonder if he would like me to watch over his house on the golf course in Lincoln so I could play golf.
Mm-hmm.
But Tim Miles is going to San Jose State. He is back in the Mountain West Conference. He has landed a new job ever since Tim was fired by Bill Moose. I know that he has wanted to get back into coaching. I think he interviewed shortly after he was fired at Cal. And the timing was just off. A lot of people tried to attach his name to Wyoming last year. There were other schools that kicked the tires on Tim, but he liked his TV time, but he wanted to have a whistle around his neck. And I think he's at the point now in his career, after his run at Nebraska where he was 116 and 114, is he just wants to win 500 games in his career. I think the dream of chasing that major Power 5 job, because the roadmap was supposed to look like this, kids, with Tim Miles. His rebuild at Nebraska went too quick, and he couldn't sustain it. Tim is a guy that if you look wherever he has been, and that's why San Jose State taking a flyer on Tim Miles really is, I don't know, maybe a flyer is too harsh, because it's a program that in their last 4 years they've been 20 and 93. They haven't had a lot of winning. So it's a major rebuild. But an athletic director who is trying to upgrade the facilities and would like to be competitive in the Mountain West. They've kind of got their football program turned around. Now they would like to get basketball turned around. But the roadmap for Tim is come in, tear down a program, clean out the roster. It's okay if we're bad in the first year, like really bad. And then we'll be able to recruit. We'll get better players. We'll gradually get a little bit better. Maybe in year two, we win 7, 8, 9 games. Then in year three, we make the jump and we win 12, 13, 14 games. And then by that fourth year, we have a breakthrough, and that is probably our NCAA year. If not, we're right on the doorstep. And then year five, boom, we're in the dance. That's how it works. And then you built it up, and then you move on. And in Tim's case, he loved the Minnesota job. Loved the Minnesota job. But his rebuild at Nebraska went too quick, and then they couldn't sustain it. And then a change in the power chair, and once that happened, Tim was done. But now he's going to San Jose State. And there'll be people that will follow him, and they will root for him. I mean, Tim hasn't burned bridges all over the state after he left. Got Nebraska to the NCAA tournament. So people will root for him, and they will follow San Jose State. And I would imagine that he may kick the tires on in-state kids. Hey, we're in San Jose, California. We're in the Mountain West Conference. You realize we're in a conference that produces NCAA teams. But his stock is go to San Jose State, and I could see him being there until he wins his 500th game, and then maybe decides that it's time to hang up the whistle. But it's a good spot for him in a conference that he's familiar with. And it's a conference that is not a bad conference. If you look at the coaches that are head coaches in the Mountain West Conference, now that Miles has taken the San Jose State job, you have Steve Alford, Brian Dutcher, Nico Medved, Ryan Odom, who was at Maryland Baltimore County. Ryan Odom is the guy that beat number one seeded Virginia and has now got the job at Utah State. People thought Miles was going to get the job at Utah State. No. Richard Pitino is in the Mountain West, and Leon Rice is in the Mountain West. And Lon Kruger's kid is now at UNLV. That's going to force you to be pretty good on the sidelines in that conference. That's a good collection of coaches for a conference that is not considered a Power 6 conference. It's a good landing spot for Miles. We'll follow. I think he'll try the rebuild there. And you know that he'll sell the program in a place which very few people pay attention to San Jose State basketball. But they will if you're making a run and you're playing in the NCAA tournament. And he'll sell the program. He'll do whatever they ask to sell tickets, to be on campus, to talk to boosters, to talk to anybody about the program. And now that Tim has become more media savvy, you know that Jeff Goodman will talk to him every day. So it's official now. Miles has taken the San Jose State job. And there's another part of if you're hired now, you know, the day after the college basketball season has ended, and you're walking to a job that you are not super familiar with, you got the portal, baby. You got the portal. There's the other part of the portal that I wonder if, and we haven't discussed this, do people recruit junior college players anymore? Everybody is all into the portal. Now over 1,200 players, I believe. Have people forgotten about junior college kids? I mean, there's some pretty good junior college uncommitted players that are out there. But everybody wants to talk about the portal. Go get in the portal. Whatever happened to the junior college kid? And we'll pose that question to Robin Washit, who now covers a program that has one of their highest recruiting rankings in a long time, if ever. 24/7 has Nebraska at 14. Rivals has them at 18. Nebraska's never been in that area for recruiting. Going back to a question I posed earlier, on April 6th, who has the best chance of making the NCAA tournament out of this state next year? Red, blue, or black Nebraska? You know what the roster is currently in place. You know what's coming in. Creighton's got a fantastic recruiting class that fits some needs, but is going to be young. Nebraska has a lot more returning players, and they're adding talent. I said Nebraska. If Fred can win this year, there's a lot of momentum. But you have to be able to capture it and keep it. And that's, keep going back to what 21-22 means for Nebraska men's athletics, how important it is to have success. But I think on April 6th, I put it on the prediction board in the studio, Nebraska basketball has the best chance of making the NCAA tournament. Kind of on the heels, I did not know this was happening, on the heels of our discussion about Adrian Martinez and what his last season at Nebraska will look like, I don't imagine that he would, for the good or the bad, come back for another season, 5 years as a starter. I think he has put everything into this year, growing between the earlobes, growing physically, focused on what they need him to do and what he wants to do. There also is the fact of a pride thing. Adam brought up what version of Adrian Martinez would you like to see every Saturday that would be beneficial to Nebraska? Adam brought up his first game against Colorado. We can all remember that game. I mean, many parts of that game, the ending wasn't so great, but during the game, you saw a guy that was everything that was discussed leading up to that point. Man, that guy can spin it, he can throw it, he can run. He's the kind of quarterback that we've seen at Nebraska, and he's only a freshman, and that was his first game. Here we go. But injured in that game, and never really got going again until midway through the season. I put my money on the two games where I saw somebody different. The Minnesota game that year and then Illinois last year when him and Wandale Robinson helped Nebraska come from behind and win that game. But Max Olson from The Athletic just put out his top 25, Power 5, top 25, Group of 5, most efficient quarterbacks returning for the 2021 season. And Max has written a lot about YPP. He does explosive plays, total yards per play, the average gained on all their passing and rushing attempts combined. And Max says, since quarterbacks do gain a lot more yards per attempt from passes than rushes, this isn't some perfect stat, but it is useful. And he uses Mac Jones and Zach Wilson, what they did last year. They were in the top 10 all time. So as you scroll through this list, now, what if I would have told you in 2018, after that Colorado game or after that season, that I would scroll through the top 25 most efficient college quarterbacks returning, and the guy in Lincoln who has started 27 games wouldn't be on this list? JT Daniels, Matt Corral from Ole Miss, who is intriguing, Sam Howell from North Carolina, Spencer Rattler from Oklahoma, Jaden Daniels from Arizona State. That's a good fivesome at the top. The only other quarterbacks from the Big Ten that are on this list, Tua's brother, who is at Maryland, Michael Penix Jr., who was injured last year in Indiana's magical year, but should be good to go for opening day. Jack Plummer of Purdue. Plummer didn't play much for Purdue. And then Alan Bowman is at the 25th on this list as the most efficient college quarterbacks returning. Bowman's numbers are from his time at Texas Tech. What if I would have told you after 18 that Nebraska would still have the same quarterback and he is not on the list for 2021 of the top 50 most efficient college quarterbacks coming back?
You said top 50, right?
Yeah. Well, 25 Power 5, 25 Group of 5. Gotcha. You would have said, well, that makes sense because he's going off to the NFL. Well, he's not going off to the NFL. So add another layer of how you look at this season, and you call it make or break. It's also about pride. His self-awareness is pretty good with the kid. He knows that he hasn't lived up to his standards, and he would like to be better. You talk to guys that played at Nebraska that have played on teams that are not successful, they just disappear. You don't see them much. You don't talk about them much, even if they put together a really good career. Even if they've gone on and played in the NFL. If they were on bad teams at Nebraska, you're not mentioning them among the greats. I mean, Jay Moore had a really good career at Nebraska, went on and played in the NFL. Wasn't on great teams. Looking at the group of five, Kyle Van Treese, who is the quarterback for Buffalo, is sixth on this list. But no quarterback at Nebraska. And the first Big Ten quarterback is from Maryland. Shows you what kind of a year. This is an all-conference type year. But what will the preseason all-conference pick look like at that spot? Penix Jr.? Probably is. Top returning quarterback in the Big Ten, if you're looking at pure experience. All right, 12:21, quick break. Matt Lothrop in this hour. Robin Washut coming up at 1. Nebraska basketball not only added a player yesterday, they have added an assistant coach. Hoiberg goes back to his roots in the NBA to add somebody to his staff. And Doc Sadler has a new role. We'll get into that with Robin when he joins us at 1. Tom Chattel at 1:20. It's all part of the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.